Some changes will be coming to the 2018 version of the New York State Fair, which gets underway in less than a week. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, much of the changes are part of the second phase of a $120 million plan to revitalize the fairgrounds.
Probably the capstone of the investment is the 136,000 square foot expo center. Acting Fair Director Troy Wafner says it's the largest indoor event space upstate between Boston and Cleveland. Stepping into the lobby,
so you walk right onto an outline of the state of New York that's been embedded in the floor. And, you know, it's a beautiful structure just in the lobby. And then you walk into the expo space, and it's 250 feet wide, 440 feet long, the entire building. You could slide the Statue of Liberty in there, and she'd have plenty of room to roll around.
During the run of the fair, a temporary ice rink has been installed. It will feature all sorts of ice-related events, from hockey to broomball. Wafner says once the ice melts, the venue is already two-thirds of the way booked with shows for next year. Another big portion of the state investment went into a new parking lot called the Orange Lot. It will hold 7,000 vehicles as well as a new exit. Wafner expects parking to become more efficient.
Last year on Labor Day, which was our biggest day in the Orange Lot, over the entire day, which means we've turned the lot over, we parked 7,800 cars. This parking lot will now hold 7,000 cars without turning it over.
These investments follow earlier renovations to the fairgrounds, which the state says helped set attendance records in recent years. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.